Anthony Ferraro and Mancina, two blind guys, collide to bring you Four Bad Eyes Podcast.
That's all, folks.
That's all, folks. Two blind guys here. Welcome to Four Bad Eyes Podcast and so much more on YouTube and Instagram and TikTok. So much more than just a podcast. Four Bad Eyes.
MySpace. Facebook. Tinder.
My Facebook has been going off lately. But yeah, Four Bad Eyes across the board. Follow us. We're two blind guys. We talk about everything. Travel.
We covered all of this, son.
We're just a couple crippled guys.
Pieces of garbage.
Pieces of garbage. We're disabled and crippled and what's another word for blind?
Handicapped.
Man. We're handicapped, dude.
Differently abled.
Differently abled.
I talked about it on here, right? When I said the only disability is bad attitude and I was getting hate from all the disabled community.
We're not disabled.
They called me a lateral ableist.
Lateral ableist. Don't know what that
means. Bilateral. Obtuse triangle.
How could you be so obtuse? What did you just say to me?
I just took an obduce.
Dude, woke up yesterday morning in the house. Guess the temperature in the house. Go ahead, throw one out there. Fahrenheit.
52.
Close. A little higher.
58.
56 degrees in the house.
Oh my lord. Dude, that is cold.
It was cold,
you
Jerry.
Turn on the heat, you cheap son of a onion.
I was in bed under the covers, my hands were out on the phone, and my hands were getting cold. I was like, okay, this is too much. And I had Heather go on the old app, turn the heat on.
You had your phone was like, stopped working because it was too cold.
Too cold. Powering down. Low battery. Dude, it, but yeah, I was not. I mean, because I got back from California.
Yeah,
and the house was just sitting. I think I had a couple windows open.
What's the
hopped
temp
in bed?
What's the temp in old Michigander?
Right now, today's the nice day of the week. It's like gonna get up to 60.
Damn, it's good.
But it's like hanging around mid 50s. But then at night, I mean, it got down to like 39. Low 40s, so.
I hate this. I feel like we're kind of skipping fall.
Getting cold. No, this is fall. This is fall, baby.
Yeah, it's not
here at least.
Here yet. It's not still nice. I guess.
Yeah, we had that fall. Last year. We did not have a fall.
Yeah. I'll fall for you.
I'll fall for you. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, we had a little trip to California. Saw the old offspring and
offspring.
Dude,
y'all fall.
Shout out to it. Shout out to Union 11, baby, out there protesting.
Union 11, what, SAG strike?
There, you know, this is this. Get this, dude. We show up early, go to the hotel a little bit early, about 1 o'clock. Check in normally 3 o'clock, right?
Yep.
I go to the front desk. Okay, how you doing? She's like, hey. So we,
what hotel?
This is a
Hilton.
It is a Marriott. It's Marriott. By Marriott. It's called, yep, Aloft. It's by Marriott. Actually, a dope spot. I'm definitely gonna. I'm going back there for sure.
Okay.
But we show
first
up.
Day?
Huh?
First stay there.
First stay there.
The old Aloft.
We saw it a lot. You know, it's. It's a little bit cheaper, but they don't have breakfast and they're charging you $20 a night for parking. Okay. No, $30 a night for parking. But for some reason, if you use the mobile key on the Marriott app, $20 for parking.
Where do they get you?
Where do they get you?
They want you all to sign up. Take your damn data.
Yeah, take your data. They're selling your data, dude. Hey. I want to Google how much is my data worth? You know what I mean? Like, how much is one person's data worth? Is it worth like $5? Is it like $1?
Depends who you're selling it to.
You know what I mean? I just wonder the average cost of one person's data.
China pays a pretty penny for that stuff.
I wonder. There's definitely a fixed number. You know what I mean? Let's say this is how many people we can get. We estimate this is worth, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, okay.
Lay it on.
Go to the old Aloft. show up early. She's like, so our housekeeping, the union is on strike and we only have one housekeeper right now.
Oh, not, stuck it out.
She's like, got one. We're calling some other people in to see if they'll come in. We don't have any rooms. We don't know when you will have a new, we don't know when you will have a room. And if you want to, I would recommend booking at another hotel.
Ooh, that's
not. And I'm like, I'm not booking same day at a hotel. No, I got this reservation. Like, there's no way I'm doing that.
Then, so you had a reservation?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. I had this for like a month. And she's like, okay, we're looking into.
Sorry.
What?
They wait to tell you at the desk.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
Okay.
She's like, we're looking into other hotels and pricing stuff out. We'll let you know. Might have to get you to a different hotel. I said, that's fine. I'm not. You're not putting this on me, Jerry.
Yeah, I'm not booking. I'm booked.
Yeah, you know how much that would cost me to book same day at a hotel?
Unless
in LA.
Get this though, Hotel Tonight. It's very good for that.
Is that an app?
Yeah. If you use it for last minute bookings, you can get like boutique hotels, like nice hotels, Jerry, for very cheap if you book the day
Ooh,
up.
Ooh, a little gamble, huh?
Yeah, it's a gamble.
A little Mark Norman special, dude. Same day gamble. Sounds like something he would do. But so I'm like, this sucks. You know, we got my nieces with me too. My nieces and my sister-in-law.
Okay. She oh, you got with a whole crew.
We got a crew.
Heather there
yeah.
also?
No, Heather, because she just came from Ireland, so she couldn't get the work off.
Okay.
So flew out with the nieces. They're all stoked to be in LA. And
oh, this is where you flew Spirit.
I flew Spirit. Should get in. I did that
actually.
Started
it off,
dude. But okay, hang on. Let me finish hotel. Oh, so yeah, hotel yeah. is. I'm like, oh, this sucks. I was like, all right, well, I'll just. Well, she's like, we'll call you when we have a room. I was like, okay. We leave. We go to the beach. Go to Manhattan Beach, the pier there. Walk nice the pier, hang out. I got to pick Callaghan up at 3:36 is the bell.
From 3:36.
Isn't that weird?
That is a weird time. What time does he start?
I don't know, actually. 8 something, maybe? I would assume.
Long day, Jerry.
8:30 something, I think. Right around there. Yeah, it's a long day. But so we're just waiting, and then I go after the beach. I'm like, let me try to log in on the app. So I go and I check in on the app. I say, check in 3:00. I get nothing. I'm checking it. Here comes 3:00. I got nothing. Checking it. Pick up Callaghan, 3:36. Get to the hotel around 4:00. They had a room. It was all good. But when we when we first checked in, I go back into the car with my two nieces. And Jess has got to go run into the bathroom because we're coming from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Got to go handle a little business in there. I'm sitting in the car and I hear someone honk. Someone pulls up in a big truck. I hear behind me and start honking.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, crap, dude. And she said, it says no parking or standing anytime. I was like, it's all right. We're just going to go check in, see what's up. So I'm like, uh-oh. So I hop out of the car, dude, whip the cane out. You know what I mean? And I start walking back to the truck. Or this big truck I'm hearing, and I go and I'm like, oh shoot, I'm gonna knock this board over. Crap. And I'm like, I find the truck with my cane, and I go to what I think.
Go to the driver's side.
No, I'm on the other side actually. Okay. And I'm like, hey, what's up? What's up? I'm just like yelling out loud, you know what I mean? I'm getting nothing. And I'm like, hello, hello. Nothing. I was like, all right. So I just turn around, I go sit back in the car and ask my niece, like, did that guy see me? They're like, yeah. I was like, what was he doing? He's like, nothing, just sitting there. I was like,
oh my God.
I think when he saw the cane, he's like, oh, I can't say anything to this guy. And I just hear him beep, beep, beep. Start. He backed up. But that's a nerve wracking thing. I've had that happen in a grocery store once.
I hate that when the people just look at you.
Yeah, I guess Heather was worried on the line too close. And the guy's like, hey, can you? He was like, a dick. Hey, can you pull out? Can you scoot over? I was like, no, man, I'm blind. I can't move.
Can't move.
He's like, all right. And then he was like, not hyped.
Yeah.
But
that's a check-in. So you check
yeah,
in.
Yeah, that was a check-in. But the union was, they were they were marching on the street, and then like about every 30 minutes they come in front of the hotel banging a drum, bong bong bong.
Oh, this is a serious strike.
They've been on, Heather looked it up, they've been on strike I think since July. They want $30 an hour. They're getting paid like 25 or something like that.
Sounds like
they're just coming, but they're only speaking Spanish, all of their chants.
Oh, no.
So I don't know what the hell they were saying, but the one sign just said Union 11. And then we ended up carving pumpkins because usually what we do in October is a theme we do for that. So we carved a bunch of pumpkins. I carved the number 11 into my pumpkin. And then last day we were leaving, and I try to go up with my little niece, and I'm like, get me in the crowd. Get me in the crowd. She's like, okay. I'm like, hey, excuse me. With the pumpkin. I'm trying to give him the pumpkin. I'm like, hey, excuse me. No one's paying attention to me, dude.
Say,
like,
pardoname.
And they start walking away. I'm like, Amber, go give this to somebody. So she had to run up, and she gave the one. He's like, here, we made this for you. It's a number 11. He's like, oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
And then we left, and we were driving away. And sure enough, they're on the side of the road. The one guy's holding the number 11 pumpkin, dude.
No, he's not.
Yeah, it was great.
Dude, but, you contributed. You stand in solidarity.
I did. I mean, I kind of supported him. I was still.
Could have held two canes up. Number 11.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's crazy.
But it was
Tell me
times,
about this
yeah.
Spirit flight.
Dude, not bad.
No.
Spirit, no. Not bad, baby. Well, you gotta pay your bags up front. Okay, so we had two check bags, one carry-on.
You have to pay for the carry-on too?
You got to pay. You can bring a personal bag that goes by, like a small bag, like a purse, right?
But the backpack with the skateboard.
Like the little ones had like two drawstring little backpack things. You know what I mean?
Or purse, yep.
But a backpack is a carry-on. You're going to get charged for that. We paid all up front. We got set. First flight was it was them three to my left, and I was in D, 26. We're all in the back of 26.
In M3.
Brand spanking new Airbus, baby. Brand new plane.
Okay.
But it is, I mean, the seats are like hard cardboard. There is this one doesn't really have a like pocket in the seat in front of you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It just had like a inlet thing where my cane barely fit in, and it was like sticking out of the top. And I was like, that's all right. And I only had a guy sitting window next to me. So we had the middle seat open.
Oh, that's nice.
Flight attendants were on point. Super nice. Obviously, they try to push the, they got MasterCard, I guess is their card. Trying to push the card at the end, 1,000 miles, blah, blah, blah. But dude, they were super nice, on point. Everything was good. Everything was on time. Bada bing, bada boom. Flight home was a little different. Older plane. And instead of that little, even the little inlet thing in front of the seat in front of me, all they had was like, they're like bungee cords crisscrossed that you can put stuff into.
Oh,
dude.
No.
And the pull down tray, not exaggerating, probably the size of maybe three iPhones. Like it's this little rectangle that just flips down. Like, it's like you could fit a freaking drink on there. That's it, dude. It's hilarious. But then they do charge you everything. You don't get a free drink or anything. You know?
Oh my God.
Water's $4.
$4 for a cup?
I got a double Buffalo Trace and Coke on the way home with $21.
Oh my God.
And then, but here's
plastic cup.
The little shooters, yeah. But then a full size Coke, which I can't finish a
can the mini of Coke. Cokes, dude. The mini Cokes is the move.
Yeah, we were talking about this last time.
Yeah,
but
I gave
the rest of my Coke. I was like, I can't drink through all of this.
I had a hair stuck in my mouth one time, like in the back of my throat, like one of my hairs. Dude, I was trying everything to get this
probably
out.
Probably wrapped around your little.
I was sticking my
console bag
down my throat. Like I was trying everything. I was like ready to throw up for this thing, and the only thing that dissolved this down was Coca-Cola.
That's crazy.
Apparently Coke will
just disintegrate
clean,
a
it'll
piece
clean
of air
coins too.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Clean
yeah.
your battery on your car.
It's good for like if you have toilets with hard water, dump Coke in there.
Dude, that is scary No, that's where you're digesting. Scary, Jerry. Yeah, scary.
But yeah, flight home was, I had a big old person next to me spilling over into my seat, dude. Like in my seat, pretty much. You know what I mean? Man. Like a good inch.
Yeah, that's the worst.
And I had to like, I was like leaning the whole time. You know what I mean?
The other way?
Like the opposite way. Just like, so I'm
I usually fight for that.
Dude, I felt bad because they're middle seat, you know, middle seat gets the
Well, you
got to
give up the arm on the middle seat.
Yeah.
If you're in the aisle or the window, you get one. You don't get both. That's just.
Exactly. Yeah. Your middle seat gets the armrest. That's protocol. But they were taking more than the arm, dude. They were.
They had a big, big old spirit.
But they had the hack. The person comes up. I bought my drink. She's like, can I just get a cup of ice? Free. Ice is free, Jerry.
And they had their own stuff.
I don't even think they did. I think you just let that ice melt. Free glass of water.
Oh, that's great.
But I said it before, I'll say it again. The only thing wrong with Spirit is if you get, if your flight's canceled, they don't have any partners or anything, so you're screwed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Rui Louie.
But dude, for, I mean, the ticket was like, I want to say it was like
$5.
160 or 180. And then with the check bag, you know what I mean? Maybe 200. Like 200, 210.
Round trip?
Yeah. Spirit or Delta was, I think, 600 and something.
Yeah. But so it's Delta difference.
Just can't beat it. Delta difference, but.
Yeah, but you're spending that 400 in cups of water.
I mean, still, dude. It's if you're on the budget, it's the way to go. And they have this, dude, there's a couple big seats up front.
First.
You know how they do it? It's like, I guess it's first. It would be considered first class. They are up front. They're like they're probably
they don't
about
even
this.
Call it first class.
No, they call it like I don't know what they call it, like comfort or cushion or something. But in order to get that seat, you go on the website before the flight, and you bid for the seat.
Oh, that's dangerous.
And the person who just bids the highest gets the seat, which is very interesting.
Did
Jerry.
You try a bid?
No, because there was four of us. I didn't want to leave everybody back.
Yeah.
But
you were
I
in the back of the plane, you said?
On the way there, the way home, we were like row 16. So like
there's probably only like 25 rows in these planes.
They had, like 10 rows behind us in the, five rows behind us on the way there.
Okay.
But the bidding was funny. I did look at the bidding and I put.
Can you see who's bidding?
No, you don't. It just says, I put like $50 and it says, like a fair bid. Then I put like $65 and it said like medium to fair. And I put like $100 and it said like excellent chances or something like that. You know what I mean?
But you're not actually bidding. You're just checking it out.
Yeah, I was just looking at, I was putting numbers in to kind of see what it would say. So it gives you kind of an idea of what's a good bid and what's a bad bid. But it's, I mean, you know what I mean? If no one else bids, you could get that seat for $1.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a gamble, Jerry.
It is a gamble.
Which it's kind of fun, but I wanted to do it really.
Did I talk about my flight home from Turkey, from Azerbaijan? I don't think I got there.
I don't think so, no.
Dude.
You did not. Hit me with it.
Dude, so we take the bus from the hotel.
Yes.
And first of all, the only other people on the bus were the Mongolian team. And when I tell you, they're a rough and rowdy bunch, Jerry.
They're mongoloids, dude.
They were screaming. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, they were just going like banshees. They were, like, loud and in their Mongolian tongue. So I've not heard what they're saying. And then they're like, oh, you Americans? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, ha, 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 ha.
What
the hell is going on here, Jerry? I'm getting worried. I'm like, you know, history shows they used to, like, eat people and stuff.
Yeah, they're gonna throw you off the plane or
what?
Yeah, dude,
I was pretty worried. But so it was me and another girl from my team, and she's flying to Newark too because she lives in Philly.
Oh, okay. So you got a partner. That's nice.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm the guide here, and that's never a good. I don't like being the guy.
Like you kind of got more experience traveling, so you were
Which
taking
I
the lead.
Shouldn't, but. I have more comfort traveling, I think, or they just rely a little more. But so we get to the airport. I just start following where I hear the bags going, like where I hear their back, the Mongoloids going. And
you're just following the yelling.
I'm just following them, dude. And then you have to do
the banging where, drums and screaming.
And they have the thing where you even before you even get into the hotel or before you even get into the airport, you have to put your bags through a thing. But it's not security. It's just extra security. So put the bags, through, get them out, start traveling to go to the desk, find the desk. And my seats are undecided. Like they're I don't have an assigned seat yet. And that's a gamble. And on the way there, I paid the $140 to pick my
seat. Oh, yeah.
But I saw like people were getting good seats, even with the just seat assignment. So I was like, you know what? I'll gamble this, which was never a good choice. So first flight.
How long is his first flight?
First flight's only 3 hours, but the second flight is 11. I get to the desk and I'm like, can you help me assign my seat for the second flight for the long one? And I'm like, I just want an aisle or a window. Like, please. And he's like, the flight's full. Like this guy is kind of being a dick over here.
Yeah. Not having and, it.
Yeah. Just not having, I don't know if it's a language barrier or what, but then I'm like, come on, man. Like I start looking at the other guy that's there. I'm like, come on, man, please. Like it's such a long flight. You know, I'm crippled and I'm out of sorts here.
I'm handicapped, man.
I just had a tournament. And he's like, all right, we got you an aisle seat. Like, basically brushing me off.
Uh-huh.
I don't really know what's going on here. And then they get some guy to bring us through to our gate. And I hate a bad breath. I don't know what it is, dude. This guy had a rotten tooth.
I hate it, dude.
I have to look away, and I look like an asshole. I can't do it. It's bad. I'm like, you got periodontal. You need to get some teeth.
You got the teeth termites, dude. You got to go get your quadrants cleaned, bro.
and we walk through the airport. There's like a big language barrier here. So we get through. He just sits us at the gate. We're like an hour before we even board.
Yeah. The thing with the bad breath, too, is sometimes we'll be talking extra loud to you, too.
And they're looking directly in your
all
soul.
Up in your face. Yeah. And it's just like, dude.
It's like they're talking to your Spirit airline over here.
Damn it.
The guy, I'm flying Turkish Airlines. The guy sits us there and like doesn't speak English. So he just like walks away. And I have no idea where the desk is. I don't even know if we're at the right gate. Uh-huh. So that starts anxiety. And
you still with the Americana?
Yeah. So I'm with her still. And she talks like a mouse. Like her yelling is like talking like this. So I had to like keep leaning in to like see what she's saying. Great girl, though. She took third in the competition. Great fighter.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Yeah. She's a savage.
Really good.
But so I'm sitting.
She a wrestler?
She was a wrestler. Yes. Yeah. Wow. So I'm sitting there, I'm waiting. All of a sudden, it's like, you know, 20 minutes before we board, 10 minutes before we board. I hear no announcements. All the announcements are in Azerbaijani.
Yeah.
I just get up. I'm like,
is that what it's called? Azerbaijani?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Or Azerbaijanis.
Something like that? Okay.
Yeah.
I think they would shorten that or something.
I know. It's pretty long there. I think they'd shorten it.
But I can't stop coughing.
Got the bud.
I'd chug this tea. It's cold tea. I don't know what's going on.
Old Big C is coming back around.
Too much sauna, maybe.
Maybe I had a nice one last night. But so I'm looking around. I start walking around with my cane, like thinking, you know, someone will stop me. I bump into one thing. I think it's the desk. Turns out it's like a concession stand. I'm like, oh, wrong spot.
No peanuts.
No peanuts for me. And
is the girl followed you around?
No, she's sitting down.
She's chilling, yeah.
And then it's like 5 minutes before we board. I walk up. I finally find the desk. And I'm like, flight to Turkey? And she's like, no. And then just like ignores me. And I'm like, oh, God. And then some guy grabs me. I show him my ticket. And he's like, oh, your gate, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. And then immediately the other guy that helped us through sees that I'm up. And he runs over, grabs my arm and puts me right back in the chair. I'm like, what the fuck is going on now, chair? So finally we get on the flight. They call boarding. He finally comes over and helps us through. Get on the flight. Easy peasy. which they had on the flight was pretty cool. You plug a headphone in and it tells you everything, all the safety stuff. So it was very accessible.
Oh, okay.
But then
do they have like the TV and stuff too through that?
Yeah. 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 Oh, land nice. Turkey.
Where were you sitting? Did you get an aisle?
Got a window for my first window. Flight. But the second flight was what I was worried about. So
you're still sitting with what's her name?
Yeah, she's with next to me.
Partner? Okay.
Yeah, partner. And then land in Turkey. No person there waiting. And I'm like, we got like a 6-hour layover. So I'm like,
okay,
you know, I'm just gonna go figure this out. Like, fuck it. I'm not waiting for figure this out. Start walking, start like bumping into stuff, finding the escalator, almost went up the down escalator. We're like, over here.
Every time I laugh, I cough. I'm sorry.
It's all right. This couple from
Prague, just going for it.
This couple from Prague. It was like a little family. They were like, where are you guys trying to go? And we're like, I was going to try and find the lounge because I'm like, screw it. I'm going to pay. Yeah. I'll just pay for it. Star Alliance, but the card. Yeah, but the card's under Kelly's name, so I can't use it, which is annoying.
Mm.
I know. And then.
Gotta get your own card, dude.
And then so they're like, oh, we'll help you. They help us through. We go through a whole nother security thing. I didn't know this. When you land in Turkey, in Istanbul, and you're going to fly into the States, you have to go through another security checkpoint.
Security checkpoint.
Because it's like international again. Huh. And then so I go through all that. They're like, we're talking as much as we can back and forth. And, you know, they have decent English. It seems like they're trying to practice their English.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
but they're helping you out a bunch.
No, they're really helping out. And we're talking, just chatting it up. They get us to the lounge. I'm like, thanks a lot. Like, have a good day, blah, blah, blah. They leave. Lady at the lounge is like, are you flying business? And I was like, oh, shit. Like, am I only allowed to get in here for flying business? I'm like, no, but I'm a member. I'm a Premier 1K, blah, 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 gold on Turkish. And yeah. Then she's like, are you gold member? I was like, yeah, I'm gold member. And hand her the card that's in Kelly's name. And I was mm-hmm. like, look. And she takes the card. She just let it slide. I don't know if she let it slide. It worked, but I got us both in the lounge for free.
Oh, and you got partner with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, partner's in the lounge.
Oh, sweet.
Dude, I got us both in clutch. Checks us in. Your flight's delayed 2 hours. It's like, God. It's so now I got an 8-hour layover. But I'm at the lounge.
You're in the lounge.
And it's an international lounge, Jerry. They sit us down at this table. A waiter comes, brings us.
Oh, I hear about these waiters.
Dude, brings us a whole smorgasbord of like, I got chicken and beef and rice. And then they're like, try this. It's Turkish meal. It's Turkish dish. Very good. Very good. And then they're like,
you're not cutting weight anymore. You're like, bring it on,
dude.
Baby.
I'm sitting there like a king. I'm
was
like,
she digging in too?
Yeah, she was dipping in. I'm like, bring me Fanta. Bring me some Fanta.
Fanta
with the real sugar.
That's hilarious.
I'm drinking it all. And I'm stuffing my face. They're bringing this Turkish dish that was some of the best thing I've ever. It was
really
dumpling, like a tortellini filled with cheese. These little.
Ooh, let's go.
But get this. It had ground beef too, and a red sauce that was like a tomato sauce mixed with, get this, sour cream. It was amazing.
Cream. Almost like a vodka. Does it taste like a vodka sauce?
Kind of. It like melted together. It was like sweet and it cut the acidic from the tomato.
Yeah. That's nice.
Oh, so good. And I'm eating like a king. That. I'm just like trying to wait it out for my flight, listening to a book or whatever, then move over to the more comfy seats. They're bringing me a freaking, they bring the baklava. They bring in the, they're bringing,
not even having to ask. You're just bringing you plates.
Not even asking. They're just bringing more. And then finish that. I'm sitting in the comfy chairs. They bring me a chocolate cake with a glass of milk, Jerry.
Shut up,
I swear. And then a Turkish bagel, which is incredible, by the way. And you're right over there.
Dude, I don't know what's happening. I'm okay, but every time I laugh, it makes me cough. I got to stop laughing.
Who did that happen to? Oh, I was listening to Shane Gillis's pod. You had the same problem.
Dude, that's what you got to do, though. You got to move from when you're at the table.
To the comfy chair.
Hey, get me into a leather pillow, please.
Yes, I start stretching out. I'm like, I feel like a king in there, Jerry. I'm drinking hot chocolate, drinking tea, coffee, everything. I'm like, bring it all. I want full advantage.
Are you chatting with the partner?
I'm chatting a little, but then we're
like, are you digging this? What's up? Are you gotta get the card out, dude? You gotta let her know. You gotta get the card, dude.
The what?
You doing this every? Oh, the card, gold or whatever.
Move, dude. I don't know how we slid in there, but it worked.
Is this a United lounge or is this like a?
This is a Turkish Airlines Star Alliance. So like, Turkish Airlines is Star Alliance with United. So it's okay. It's Turkish Airlines lounge. And it is a big lounge, Jerry. There's tables and tables, and there's different seating areas. There's food everywhere, and it's all fresh to made. Like, they're making it fresh. Man. It's not just sitting out buffet style. It was freaking nice.
I've been thinking about upgrading to this platinum card that gets you into the Centurion lounges and stuff.
What's for Delta?
It's Delta, but then there's these other, like, lounges. I don't know about that. I don't know what I was wondering if it was one of those, trying to get the scoop on these things.
Well, the one for United gets you in all the Star Alliance lounges. So they're like Star Alliance with Lufthansa, with Turkish Airline. There's a few more. I just don't even know. But you can only go in those if you're flying that airline. Like, you can't go on Turkish Airline lounge if you're flying United.
Right. Okay.
Vice versa. So sitting like a king, just chilling. Finally, someone comes, and it's the hours and hours pass. Someone comes, oh, we're going to take your flight.
So many hours.
Take us to our flight. go to the gate, wait in there. I'm going through the little, like, line thing with all the roping, you know? Like, the velvet
cattle, cattle. I hate those things, dude.
I know.
The zigzag. Going through there,
and all of a sudden, I get a tap on my shoulder. Excuse me, sir. Put your bag on the table. Like, very serious. And I was like, oh, what's going on here? They start going through my bag, patting me down. I must have got picked because no one else was having to. And I'm shitting my pants here. I'm like, I'm pulling everything out of my pockets. I'm like, I don't think I have anything bad. Thank God I checked my bag with the old Cuban cigars that I got out there.
Oh, yeah, you got the Cubans. They would have got you.
Yeah, the Cubanos. And so I'm getting on the – now I'm finally, like, sitting waiting to get on the plane. Get on the plane. I'm row
12. Jeez, like I just smoked a case of Cubans, dude.
I'm row 12, which I think is – which comfort-y. I think is comfort, right?
Yeah.
Get there. I'm like 12D or E, so I'm like, this must be an aisle, right? Dude, I get in there. They bring me my seat. I'm thinking the aisle. I'm in the middle row, in the middle
the big seat,
in the middle seat, and no extra room. I've never felt so claustrophobic before. I'm sitting there.
The seats, what does it go, like 2-4-2?
Two.
Maybe even 5-2?
Yeah, 2-4-2. 2-4-2, and I'm
so
in
you're
the, one of the middle one.
C D. You're right in the middle of those
right
four.
Right in the middle, and I'm like, just my luck. I even am so desperate. I asked the flight attendant, "Hey, is there even like an aisle in the back of the plane that you can help me out with here?" And she's like, "I can check once everyone's done boarding." So I'm like, "Oh, this is my last hope." I'm texting Kelly. I'm like, "I'm never not paying for seat assignment ever again." Yeah. In my life.
You're just thinking 11 hours, dude, 11 hours.
I'm sitting there and everyone gets on. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. There's no extra seats back there. I'm like, all right, well, I just got to live with this. I freaking. Before we take off, we're waiting.
Where's partner at?
Partner's like a couple rows behind.
Okay. She in the middle too?
I'm not sure. I think she was.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she's tiny.
So
And I'm like, you know, all I wanted was to be, I'm sore here. I'm like beat up, bruised. I just want to stretch out and I can't. Like, it's so small that the seat in front of you is almost hitting you. You know what I mean? And so I'm sitting.
I know you would think on these long cross countries or over oceans that they would do a plane that has just maybe a little little bit more
room. Dude, Comfort
Plus. Dude, they're stacking you in there.
The Economy Plus on United has like triple the room. I was like flying to Kansas. I was like, this is so much better. But so before we're about to take off, all of a sudden all this commotion is happening. Then you hear, is there a medical doctor on the plane? And I'm no, dude, do not do this right now. But somehow through the grace of God, it didn't hold up too long. We take off. And I had this for the first time. I started getting flight anxiety, like bad. Dude, I was like talking to myself. Yeah. I was like
talking yourself down.
Like I was like, I'm in a box in the plane, like in the sky. I'm in a little box. We're just flying over. And I start thinking, like, if this goes down, I'm done, Jerry. This could be my last flight ever. Like, I start thinking about death on this plane. It was so terrifying. I finally, like, fall asleep. I don't even eat the meal. I was just like, I can't. It's too crammed. I don't feel comfortable, like, eating with all the, like, no room. And I, end of this, long story short, I finally make it home. Everything's good. But it was the worst
flight you had
in my life. But now I feel like I can fly in any, like I can fly Spirit now, Jerry. I got it down.
11 hours in the middle is just, that's brutal, dude.
Oh, it was terrible. It was
so brutal.
And I was so pissed at the fucking guy that just blew me off in the Baku airport. I was like, oh, yeah, we got you, Isle, just to shut me up. I was like,
maybe, I mean, he got you Isle in the one flight, I guess, but.
No, he got me a window.
Well, you said window or Isle, right?
Yeah, but he said, I got you an Isle for the second flight.
Oh.
I didn't even hear about
right.
The first
he just tossed, threw you off, dude.
Dude, I was heated. I was like, I ever see that guy again.
Dude, I had him do that to me on the way to Calgary. On my confirmation, it said like 6D or whatever. I was like 26. I was like all the way in the back, two rows from the back, 36 something. And I'm like, dude, I pulled my email up just double check it. Yeah, confirmed row 6D or something. I don't know, because I had to go to the thing and check in.
Yeah.
Like he moved my freaking seat on me, dude.
Oh, he moved it?
I don't know what the protocol is.
It's crazy.
Like he did, because I'm like,
dude, airlines are getting worse.
Spirit, dude, not bad.
And I have Clear and PreCheck. Everyone has it now. It's like the secret's out. It's like you're better off going through the regular lines.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Did they cut you through at least everything?
Yeah, they did, thankfully.
As a blind, yeah, that's
thankfully
the
they did. That's what the help is good for.
That's when you're with somebody, like if you're just with Kelly, you do the thing where you act extra blind.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go security, like put the head down. Hand on the backpack.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Yeah. That's the best. Dude.
Sometimes I'll even throw in the sway.
You just know, start swaying. That's what I thought. I was like, I got to act extra blind. And sure enough, both times in LAX and everything, they had us bump through.
Oh.
This is fun. I got to go through. They had the sniffing dogs, you know?
Yeah.
So you got to like go one at a time or two at a time. That's always fun.
Oh, man. They look for fruit, apparently, when you fly in internationally. That's
fruit's
like one of the things to look
thing.
For.
That's a big thing, dude.
Because you could bring in stuff from other countries that's, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a bug thing.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
It's a teeth mite. You can't laugh.
Dude, I've never had this happen before. This is like insane.
It's the weather, dude. I think it's the fall.
I think I was just skating outside too.
Yeah, a lot of dust.
Coming from the cold and they're burning, my neighbor's burning leaves, dude.
Oh. Yeah.
I was in the garage yesterday skating. And I was getting pissed. I was like, fuck. Damn it.
Yeah.
Just getting off. My skating has just been awful lately. And then he starts burning leaves. I'm like, fucking leaf smoke coming in here. Dude. I can't even fucking breathe. And then today I'm outside skating. It was like raining yesterday. I just had the garage open.
Yeah.
I'm outside and I hear him bringing his garbage. He goes, hey, Dan, how you doing? I was like, hey, good. He's like, hey, sorry about the leaves yesterday. So
oh, no.
Totally heard me, dude. I was like, oh, that dude. Honestly, not where that's just me. I'm just been my skating's been bad. Like it's nothing. It's all good, dude. Anytime you want, he's like, yeah, we there's gonna be a lot more. I was like, yeah, that's cool. But I was like, oh man, he totally hurt me.
Oh, were you skating the flat bar today?
I did skate a little bit. I always do 50-50, 5-0 and Smith. But then I was just I'm trying to get my tray flips on lock.
Oh.
I can't. I did 10 of them today though. Half of them landed? Were sloppy. Yeah, I've just been trying to just get the reps down for the contest. You know, I want to do some tray flips in the contest. But
oh, that would slay. Yeah. No one's doing those.
Not they're not. Mullins was doing them the one time.
Yeah.
He can do he's got them down.
Yeah, his flip
he can do the bigger flips too. He's got
his flip game is on point. Yeah. He can do a lot of different flip tricks. His technical like flat ground is crazy. Yeah, and he can so ollie like up to my chest.
Yeah, he's got the board control, dude.
Yeah.
All that mini ramp.
Check in with him. I'm talking.
Yeah. Is he coming to the October 28th contest?
I doubt it.
Are you going to that or are you coming to Pensacola, baby?
I'm going to that.
It's right no, there. I'm gonna be solo again.
But I'll be at the there's a December one, right? You go to that?
Yeah, but I can't make I'm gonna try. I gotta talk with Callaghan and see, because it's during my Callaghan visit.
You should bring him.
I can't.
Yeah.
My visitations in California have to stay in California.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can only travel with him when he comes.
But you can travel. Stuff. Can you travel outside of Michigan when he comes to Michigan?
Yeah, I can do that. Okay. Yeah, it's my time, whatever.
It's fresh.
But the California. Yeah, it's very strange how that's written. Yeah.
That is.
I can't even leave state lines.
What if you could reapproach that?
Yeah, I could for sure.
Yeah. It just probably takes too much time. And.
Well, it's the paying a lawyer.
That's what I mean, the money. Yeah.
Tens of thousands of dollars. Yeah.
Oh, Callie, great kid.
Love yeah, that Pensacola. Kid. I got to stop in Atlanta. There's no direct flight, dude.
Oof.
I got to make a stop. I haven't had a stop in so long.
Dude, I was just out in Kansas City, and I don't know what it is. The people there are so nice.
Kansas,
and it's like a
this
real
is Missouri, night. Right? Kansas City is Kansas City, Missouri.
KC okay. Mo, they call it.
KC Mo.
But there is Kansas City, Kansas, which is like a stone's throw.
I get so
over
confused.
The,
why would they do that?
It's so confusing because there's Kansas City, Kansas, which is literally you can step in both at the same time.
You're right. They're that close.
Okay. Yeah. And it's like literally like a 2-minute drive. And yeah. So the people, though, are just beyond nice. I don't get it. Like,
South hospitality kind of thing.
It's Midwest though. They
Midwest
of Midwest.
They're claiming Midwest. Okay.
Yeah, they're claiming Midwest.
Well, I guess is that more north? Where the fuck is Kansas and Missouri?
It's near Oklahoma, which also is Midwest, I guess.
Yeah. OKC.
Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City. Well, that is in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I get confused. OKC, and then they say KC.
KCK, KC Mo.
KCK. It's all.
I know.
It's like that, and it's like that in Charleston and Charlotte, dude. I mix those up in my head so much. But Kansas City, Missouri is Kansas City Mo is where it's at, huh?
Dude, it's where it's at. The skate scene's great. Like the people, the overall people. Like for example. We went to a barbecue spot right when we landed. This place, Jack Stacks. I ordered a smorgasbord, Jerry. I must have ordered one of everything on the menu.
Oh my
Our
God.
Table was like a 6-seater table covered in food, covered it's in plate.
Filled, yeah.
I got a dinosaur rib, which was the size of our face. Like, it was literally, dude, this thing was
dinosaur
so
dinosaur rib. That's hilarious.
It was huge, and it was like a prime.
Is it a steak
rib.
On? Oh, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And I saved the bone for Delta, gave it to her.
Ooh, there. Oh, there.
Yes. Like they gave me the doggy bag, and we're just sitting there, and we're being all nice to the server. I order everything, except a few things, and he comes out before our food's even out. He's like, hey guys, I know you didn't order it, but here's some coleslaw homemade on the house, and like two bowls of it, like really good. I usually hate coleslaw, and I was
not a coleslaw guy.
This was fire though, and he's like, you guys don't understand. Like, it's so nice to have someone nice. I've been dealing with like rude people all day.
Oh, blah, really? Blah.
So he continues being so nice. He, like, even to where I ordered so much food and he worked it out to make it so it was the cheapest way possible. Like, yeah. He came back. He's like, I made it this, this, and this. So, like, you're still getting the same stuff, but it's cheaper. And really cool. I munched. And then we're, like, paying and leaving. And he's like, I hope you don't mind. I threw in a piece of carrot cake for you guys. So, like, just amazing. I was like, what is going on here? And
being nice goes much way further than being a dick.
Crazy. And I was like, how are people so, like, mean? I don't get it. And then a second time, we're sitting at the bar, hotel bar, like one night, and we're just talking, chatting up with the bartender. She's real nice, talking, and she, get this, I've never gotten this before at a bar. She brings me my drink, and she says, it's right at your 1 o'clock. Dude, I was blown away. I had to tell her. I was like, no one's ever done that for me, and nice. It's very helpful.
I had the waiter do that in California, actually, same thing.
It was great, and then we had 4 drinks all together, and listen, a drink's like $24. They bring the tab, $24, one drink. And Kelly's like, excuse me, I think you brought the wrong tab. And she's like, oh, no, we took care of it. You guys have a great night.
Dang.
I was like, dude, it was insane.
Casey Moe, dude.
Had a great event with the kids that were the blind kids.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear about.
Yeah, everywhere from like 3 to 12, actually 3 to 18. There was a couple 18-year-olds, maybe even a little older. Uh-huh. And it was this small little park, legal, which they're actually tearing down to make a huge accessible park, which is awesome.
Oh,
that
nice.
Town approved and is paying for.
Accessible? Do you get any deets on this?
Yeah,
accessible,
so there's going to be long features, like long ledges.
Beautiful.
And rails. There's going to be they're going to have some like tactile markers where like difference in terrain.
Uh-huh.
Before certain things, they're going to have high contrast colors.
Perf. That's huge.
Yeah. And then they're going to have roll-ins on every ramp, like rolling or coping. So like wheelchairs.
Ah, yes.
Awesome. And then they're
going
to have
designing this park.
Evergreen. Skate park builders.
Remember when we did that Zoom call?
Yeah.
About that accessibility.
California skate parks.
Oh, that was different. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That was California skate park.
I wonder if we had any input on this thing.
I know. Wondering. And but so then they're having they're also gonna have a tactile like fingerboard thing of the park so kids can feel it out.
Yeah.
And then they're also gonna they have a welder friend. He's gonna weld all metal tactile thing so like you can feel it too. So it's really cool. And then I think they're gonna have me out for the cutting of the ribbon.
Yes, dude.
Which is cool. And I told them to invite you and they said she was like, oh, I don't know why I didn't even think of that. I've seen something about him. Is he trying to build an adaptive park in his house? And I was like, yeah. And we're like, he's going to have camps there and like teach all these blind kids how to skate. So she got really interested. And it was like, there was a couple, like the local skate park.
Yeah. I'm going to this park no matter what, dude.
Yeah. I know. We got to go.
We got to start having contests here.
I know the local, skate shop Escapist, pretty big skate shop. They're awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure
I've definitely heard
stuff
of them
there and stuff.
Yeah.
And,
because that might be, I can't remember if K-Walks is Kansas City,
Missouri.
K-Walks
is Oklahoma, I think.
He's OKC, I think he always says. Yeah.
And then, so the kids, they're Triple Eight donated all these pads and helmets. Skate Shop donated
Triple Eight's the best, dude.
They're the best.
Did you feel their helmets?
I have their helmet. That's
the
one
I use. Is that the one I'm thinking of? I think they're really nice, aren't they?
Yeah, they're not. They don't cover the ears. I don't like that ear covering thing. You know what I'm talking about? That's the
I think I might be thinking of Burn. But Triple Eights are really nice too. Yeah,
Triple Eights, the helmet Lizzie was wearing when she had her big fall, and it protected her head.
Yeah.
So great event. They even had like which was cool. They had tactile features like they had rails, a little mini bowl to like feel around with fingerboards. And then mm-hmm. they let kids take a piece of that home with them so they could, like,
oh, cool.
Just have yeah. a piece of a like, you know.
Yeah, a little skate like park that. Fingerboard yeah. thing.
And it was really cool. And then there was, like, the CCVI, Children's Center Visually Impaired for Kansas.
Uh-huh.
Then there was
so they had one-on-one with everybody?
Yeah, so the skate...
Each kid had a person.
A bunch of, like, local skaters volunteered and were helping out, like, sick. Teach the kids. And there were kids, like, skating on their butts to get comfortable, you know, like, rolling yeah, down yeah. ramps. There was kids... dude, it was just amazing because you would see a kid have to hold on to someone's hands the entire time, uh-huh. and then they were sending it by themselves towards the end of the day.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
was so cool. And then there were kids getting so hyped up, like just having a ball. And then they get like, then they get told they get to take the board home, and they're just like ecstatic, you know? Yeah. Like it was so.
And cool. You mentioned this too. The parents are like.
Exactly. The
like,
parents
a little scared at first. Some of them are like
super
I don't know.
Scared because they're like protective, and then yeah. they see like me sending it, and they're like, it was just so cool. Like it was really dude, I like cried a little at that event. Like it
they're
was
the best events, aren't they? Amazing,
they are.
Dude.
I can't believe, dude. You need to be doing those everywhere. Like yeah, you need way more of these events, and what's it called? There was a kid like asked me if I had any One Love shirts left. I didn't have any with me. I gave him this tie-dye shirt, like mm-hmm. my favorite shirts. He was so stoked. Like all this stuff, you know, they had a bunch of TBIs there so they could learn what was going on and then kind of reinforce mm-hmm. things with the kids, like in the future.
No VRTs, huh? VRT.
We need a VRT.
Yeah. yeah, the TBIs. Yeah.
Dude, it was just mind-blowing, like, to see all this happen. It was so inspiring. Like, these kids inspired me more than I could ever inspire them.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I sent down the sixth stair there. It's real sketchy. Yep. You had to go down a big roll-in, up a steep, like, little ramp to, like, to the box, you know? Mm-hmm. And there was a hub on one side and a rail on the other side. So it was pretty tight. I almost went over the rail a couple times. I smacked into the hubba a few times.
Jesus.
But then I landed it, dude. I
got
like,
it.
I basically ollied over the hubba to the end because I almost like grinded the hubba. And it was, dude, it was sick. Like people started hugging me. There was a guy filming on a VHT. What is it? VH? I don't know. One of those film cameras.
VX?
VX.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just a great event. You know, at the end, I got, there was a megaphone there. So I got to use the megaphone.
Yes.
And I brought everyone together. We all did a huge One Love together. Yeah. It was sick and got to meet a lot of people. And then there was a brunch the next day and, spoke at that, dude, biscuits and gravy. I ate six of them.
That's so much food.
All right, dude.
You had six biscuits?
Six biscuits and gravy.
Holy smokes.
And then I had two cinnamon rolls.
I can eat. I don't know if I could put down six and I can eat. That's a fucking meal, dude.
You don't understand. I eat like I could never eat again when I'm not.
I wouldn't be able to move, dude.
It was wild.
That's hilarious.
I ate so much.
Keep bringing them.
And then I went right from that to Slabs for the revenge.
After eating that,
dude, and I had
what
to
are
hit
you...
myself, Jerry.
Oh
I was
my
like,
God.
What?
Yeah, you
okay.
did.
Dude, I was sweating before I even started.
Oh, my God.
It was insane. But
I wouldn't be able to function. You got to go jump down an eight stair pretty much.
I know. It was long ass three blocks. It's probably like eight and a half feet long. Probably like 6 or 7 feet high.
You would have landed if you wouldn't eat six
dude,
biscuits
I don't
and
know.
Gravy, dude. That's insane.
But this was the coolest part. I've never had to have
this crazy, dude. and a cinnamon roll.
Two cinnamon rolls.
Oh my God.
A glass of orange juice.
I don't know how you could jump, dude.
Dude, it fuels me. I'm
no.
fueled by that.
I guess when you're coming off training like you have been, though,
yeah, I just,
you know, you can, dude, your body just absorbs it almost.
It does. It's insane.
But if you keep, Yeah, you can't hold, you can't maintain that. But
well, I sweat that day was profusely.
Of course, but, she didn't poop after
dude,
that.
Dude, I didn't poop, and I couldn't fart. I was scared to fart. I was scared. It was one of those like you can't trust the fart moment.
Oh no,
it was so bad. And I get there. This is cool. That's hilarious. I've never had this happen before. I get there and there's like no one there, right? At Slabs. All of a sudden, people start trickling in. Word got out that I was going to try and attempt it. And all the homies from the local scene started like flooding in.
Oh,
like
no,
it was pretty cool though. Like they were all chilling. This guy comes with this intense camera. He's filmed a part.
Pressure's on, dude.
Parts before. I know. And I'm
the same guy filming you last time you tried it?
Yeah. And I didn't know he filmed me last time I tried it.
Oh, sick.
And this thing is, it's so sketchy because there's a ledge on your left side. There's a drop off on your right. Like not
there's,
a
there's like another block on your left.
Yeah, on your there's a block going up on your left and one going down on your right. So you have to stay on this path. So I'm like doing real cane maneuvers.
How wide is this?
It's as wide as a walkway. But then it opens up when you get closer
maybe
to the three block.
4 feet maybe.
3.5.
Yeah.
And most skaters so the runway is only like 20, 30 feet long.
Uh-huh.
And most skaters start back on the grass and then throw down like right when it starts kind of. So they have a lot of time.
Yeah.
I'm starting from the end of the runway, taking as quick steps as I can and throwing down. There was a few times I had to jump off my board and almost ate shit down the three block, just trying to stop myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'd start going.
Can you can ollie just the 2 block, right? Did you do that first?
There's no 2 block you can do. There's the 1 block.
It's just one.
I did that a bunch of times. I front one.
Okay, then it goes to 3. Okay.
Yeah. So actually, Suchia did a like mini part there, which is sick.
Yeah. Because
there's so many levels. Like you can just do things for days. And I had the full anxiety before I took my first attempt.
You gotta jump.
And then I throw
did
down.
You run and jump it before you threw your board down? No.
I did a bunch of walking up and down it though.
Why can't you do the 2?
Well, I'd have to do 2 and land on the 3rd.
Land on the 3rd. But why can't you just go down 1 block? And ollie it like
there's
that.
Not the way it's set up, there's no runway for that.
There's no runway for that at all.
No.
It's like grass over there or something.
No, there's just more cement slabs everywhere.
Oh, it's like weird. It's not
it's
not
old
just
pool.
Block.
Yeah, it's an old pool and it's set up so weird. So the ground
really?
Is super slick too. Slick ground that you slide out.
Which can be good. Be good. When you bail, you can just slide out.
Yeah, I probably slid a mile, Jerry.
Can't believe you didn't shit your pants, dude.
Oh, dude, I probably sharted. I don't know. I couldn't fart, though.
6 biscuits and gravy and 2 cinnamon buns. Probably some orange juice there, too.
Oh, yeah, some orange juice, some coffee. It was not these little pastry things.
That's insane that you skated that after
potatoes,
that meal.
Breakfast potatoes. It was
that is crazy.
Yeah. I throw down my first attempt. I throw down. I jump it. I totally clear it, but I just don't keep my board with me. I slide.
That's the hardest one though. Then you're like, clear.
Yeah, I was like, the bugs, the nerves were out. But then you
so
hear
so hard to do. How long did it take you to do that?
Probably like 20 minutes of being there.
The first jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that's so nerve wracking, and then all of a sudden I hear everyone like. Like everyone,
he did it.
He's going, and then I start setting up again. I keep doing. I have a mic on me too. He like wanted me to.
He mic'd you up. Yeah,
I didn't care though because it wasn't like in my way or anything. I barely even felt it. And then I start throwing down attempt after attempt, just trying to get the balls to bring my board with me. Like the board's going, but it's not staying under me.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, I'm like, dude, I got to start really, like, committing. I commit a couple times. Just so many different things. I hate it because I start to turn my front shoulder out. And that's what really messes me up a lot.
Like, it's you're doing a 180?
Yeah. It's scary keeping it
straight.
I don't know why. But you just want to open up. And then
you have the cane in front. Yeah, your cane's in the right hand.
Cane's in the front hand here because I need all the time I could get.
Oh, you're just trying. I think you're like survival mode where you're just trying to clear it. So you try to turn and like.
Exactly.
Like, oh, where's that bottom step at?
Yeah, exactly. I'm scared. Like a few times I like flip my back foot on the third step.
And that
scares the shit out of you. And then I do a few attempts. I almost hard flipped it on accident. I pulled it a hard flip and I landed with a foot on.
Oh my God.
He's like, dude, if you did that, I would make you walk away and you're never allowed to do this again. Like,
crazy. That's your ender of all enders, right?
Literally. Now. And I almost did a few front shoves too. but I start getting a little more
comfortable. You know, 180s can be easier.
I thought of that after I left. I was like,
you can clear further. You can clear further and kind of going slower with a front 180.
It's so true because you're like pushing out.
Yeah, just boom because you can turn yourself kind of the way your shoulders want to turn.
Yeah, exactly.
Clear and then turn.
The part was getting the timing for the pop because every time it'd be like a smidgen too late. You know what
and
I mean?
You'd feel your front truck dip real quick.
Yeah, dip real quick or even just it was about to dip. You know what I mean? Like it was that close that it if I did a second earlier, it would help. But I start getting a few good attempts. I get one attempt where I land on my board and just shoot out. And I'm like, shit. So I was so close. That was like, that was probably the 10th attempt. So I was like, oh, shit, this is like happening.
You're going to go down.
Yeah. And then I keep going. I do a few.
Did you land on the next one after that?
I landed.
Like, did that hype you up? You're like, I got this and ran up.
And I landed on one foot. And then I didn't land.
And then
I had one where I landed on my board perfect, Jerry. Feet were in the perfect position, but my wheel, back wheels were like on the wall of the third slab. So I landed like basically nosedive. You know what I mean? Like if I cleared an inch further,
Your tail landed.
Yeah. And then it went. Like scooped down, like my board, my nose.
Yeah. Just
and my board was still standing there, like it was, like, dude, I basically trampolined off it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I would have landed that one. Then I don't know what happened. Something happened where I started like messing up again, didn't have the flow down. And then a couple attempts I landed with my back on my board rolling away, like just scooting away on my back. And then, I tried this thing for 2 hours to the point, and I chugged a huge thing of water. I started getting delusional. My hip was knotted up, like I had this huge knot. And what happened, like an hour in or 45 minutes in, landed smack on the heels and got a gnarly heel bruise.
Heel bruise.
Damn, stop it. But I kept pushing through it. And that gave me the confidence to really want to
land
on my board. Yeah, because
yeah.
I was like, I don't
better
want
to land on your board than not.
Yeah. And then an hour through, I go to throw down. I realize it's a bad entry. I jump off my board and I just start like backing up because the momentum. I fall over the sidewall, like a very small fall.
Jesus.
Cane snaps.
Oh,
right by
no.
The handle. Right by the handle.
Ooh, I've never had the handle break before.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Right below the handle. The homie has Gorilla Tape in the truck. We Gorilla Tape it up.
Oh.
So now I'm like, I got the...
But that throws your whole
juju
off. You got to stop. You're taping. I'm like, am I going to go? Do I have another cane?
My other cane broke the day before.
Your whole mojo's off.
So both canes are broken.
Oh my, you don't even have one to go home with?
No, dude. I used it taped up through the airport and then left at the gate because I couldn't fold it.
Did you like screw this? Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, screw this fucking thing.
That's hilarious.
But then I just kept going to it for another hour, fully committing, just trying my best. And then you get to that point where your body's not responding like you want it to. Like, you know, you're just feeling beat up. and the heel bruise is setting in. The hip is knotted up. Every fall you take, you're sliding on it. And I had to, it was a hard time, but I had to walk away.
Walk away,
and,
dude.
And you're like bummed too, because you're like, dude, all these people came out to support. Like, I feel like I just let everyone else down. Everyone's like, dude, I can't believe you just tried that for that long. Like, you're a fucking savage. Like,
yeah, that's scary. They get it. Yeah.
The filmer's like, dude, it's, I hate to say this because it's probably hard to hear, but it just adds to the story. Like, you're going to get it, and it's just going to add to the story. So,
yeah,
I had to listen to my body and fully, you know, walk away and go eat Mexican food.
You went and ate after that. Just all sore after, just like,
yeah. I had DJ there too, hyping me up. Like, DJ was there,
yeah,
and he was helping
out.
Shout out
to DJ,
shout out to Deej, dude.
He was there the first time you tried it,
he was there the first, second. He'll be there when I land it.
Saw him in Iowa too, yeah,
dude. He, I went on his podcast. He has a podcast called Rare Enough, so check
Rare Enough. Shout out to Rare Enough.
It's all about,
check Anthony out on that one.
Yeah, check it all out. But in his studio, he had this huge building. Apparently, he does like promotional things for like professional wrestling. So he had a professional wrestling ring in the building.
What?
Dude,
that's sick.
I grabbed the top ropes. I flip over into the ring. I was like doing the bouncing off the ropes. Dude.
Yes, dude.
I made him do a bump like where he like throws me when I'm running from the rope. Dude, yeah. It was epic. So that was like a childhood dream, like
that's
being in the wrestling ring. I didn't get to do a video of it because we had to leave soon, but it was,
I
got to go back and do it. It was epic, dude. I was loving, I was like on the moon.
Size ring. That's your
Those
dream,
things are
dude.
Loud, dude. When you like slam on the mat, it's like metal underneath and stuff. So it's like
it was
wild.
It's like canvas.
Yeah, I think so. It's like a wrestling mat on top and then like canvas underneath.
Okay,
dude, I was doing the skin in the cat, like where you start from outside the ring with your back facing the ring, and you grab the top rope, and you have to like pull yourself up into like a backflip over it. It was sick. I would love it.
I would have liked just to run in and slide underneath the bottom one.
Yeah, I did that too.
Yeah.
Did that. But yeah, that was my trip, dude. It was epic.
Dang, you got a lot in, dude, in Kansas City.
Yeah, best barbecue I had was at this gas station called Joe's Barbecue.
Really?
E-Man sandwich. Everyone kept recommending it. It's brisket. It's on a toasted potato roll thing. Brisket, smoky like provolone cheese, two onion rings with their sauce, and it was unbelievable.
What's it called? He-Man, did you say?
Z-Man.
Okay.
I don't know why, but it was
Z-Man, dude.
Fire, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, that was my trip, Jared. It was amazing. The baby did amazing. She slept both ways. Upgraded on the way home. First clizzy, dude. On a 3-hour flight, they had food. I got a freaking Biscoff cookie on the way there, on the way home in first class, barbecue chicken and rice. I was like,
what? On a 3-hour flight?
It was amazing.
Dude.
Yeah, I was living it up.
I can't beat first class, dude.
You know.
I mean,
coming from the slums.
11 hours, dude. That's a world of difference.
I was praising God, dude. I was. Oh,
I love those kind of smaller cities like that. You know.
Yeah, I love
you
it.
Got
dude.
A,
they
such
show
a better
so
chance
much
of getting,
love too. You know? It's just a great place. Yeah, you got a way better chance of getting upgraded because not many people are flying. And we were number 7 and 8 on the upgrade list, and there was only 3 available. Sitting in our seat in the slums, come up to us. Excuse me, you guys have both been upgraded. Would you?
Oh, you were already sitting down?
Yeah.
And they were like, that is the best.
Oh, I was loving it. And they were like, would you like to take the upgrade? I was like, are you serious right now?
I haven't had that happen to me. I had a guy next to me get called up to the big leagues. I'm like, damn.
The big league.
Getting called up.
Dude. Yeah, dude. I was up at bat. Hit a home run. Yeah, that was
dope.
Jerry. That was, it's a wrap.
That's it, peeps. That was great. It's a good time. Sorry for all the coughing, dude. I don't even know what's happening to me right now.
Semen.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, dude. Yeah, four bad eyes across the board. Follow, like, subscribe.
Call
leave
in.
Leave a comment, a rating, all that stuff, dude.
Yeah, rate it up. Raiders.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone. Thanks.
And then email, call.
We do have an email.
Calls coming in, dude.
Yeah, we haven't had a call. Oh, we do have a voicemail we got to get to next step.
Damn it.
I think it's just like a thank you, though. But
okay.
Still got one. And then call, text, 908-349-1480. Yep. Even if you're other countries, you could still call and text. Just put a plus one.
Or send us email, Dan at 4BadEyes or
Anthony at 4BadEyes.com. We have an email we got to get to also. so we'll get to that next step. And yeah, let us know what pisses you off. Let us know what, you know, makes you happy. Let us know what's up. Send in some questions and thank
you. From two crippled guys, dude. Keep pushing and
from the bottom of my blind eyes, one love.
Keep pushing and one love from 4BadEyes.